Job chapter 12. Then Job answered and said, "Truly, you constitute a people, but your wisdom will die with you. But I also have intellect like you. I am not inferior to you. And who is not familiar with such things? I am an object of scorn to my neighbour, one calling to God for him to answer him. A just and integrous man is an object of scorn. A lamp is an object of contempt to the thoughts of him who is at ease, although it is prepared for those who are liable to stumble. The tents of the plunderers are at ease, and those who provoke God have confidence in what God brings in his hand. But ask, I pray, the beasts, and each will teach you, and the birds of the sky, and they will inform you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, and the fish of the sea will recount it to you. Who does not know, by means of all these, that the hand of the Lord has done this, in whose hand the existence of every living being is, and the spirit of all human flesh? Does not the ear discern the sense of words, and the palate taste food? In the elderly is wisdom, and in great age is understanding. With him there is wisdom and mastery. He has counsel and understanding. Behold, he demolishes a building, so that it cannot be built up. He shuts off a way to a man, and it cannot be opened again. Behold, he shuts off water, and it dries up. And when he sends it again, it overturns the earth. He has strength and insight. He has dominion over him who goes astray and him who leads astray. He leads counsellors stripped of honour, and he makes a fool of judges. He dissolves the punishment inflicted by kings, and he binds a girdle around their waist. He leads priests stripped of office, and he overthrows the mighty. He removes the eloquence of the confident orator, and he deposes the discernment of the elders. He pours contempt on dignitaries, and he loosens the girdle of the mighty. He uncovers deep things from darkness, and he brings the shadow of death into the light. He makes nations great, then brings them to ruin. He lets nations expand, then leads them back. He removes reason from the chiefs of the various peoples of the earth, and causes them to wander in desolation, where there is no thoroughfare. They grope in the dark where there is no light, and he causes them to wander like a drunkard."